Hello? No, it's Naomi. Hey, good, no, good. Good, soft. How's things? Yes, good. Everything is good in my house. As I was saying, Dudley has his playtime with them. Then he goes back into his house, and they go back into his house, and everyone's happy. And they're joined together, so they can sniff each other throughout the day, and they play, like, talk to each other through the bars throughout the day a bit. And he's running more, he's popcorning. So it's a good... Yeah, so, like, we let them in there last night. And in the end, the two new ones just ran around his cage, and he just stood there, and they didn't even interact with him. They just ran around his cage. And he was just like, what? And then he'd popcorn. Yeah, exactly. And then you can tell that he goes, that's enough. And you go, yep, you two back to your house, and you go back to your house, and everyone's happy. So, and then even Max, we've had him on the couch. We've had the white one is a real sook. He loves to sit on your lap with, say, Max or Dudley, and cuddle right into them. He does. If he sits on my lap, just him, he doesn't like to do that. He's a bit funny, and he, like, wants to move around and look at everything. But as soon as you put Max or Dorito with you, he likes to snuggle in on them. He's such a sook. He loves it. So we're calling him a sook at the moment because he's so cuddly. He just loves to cuddle into them, and it's such, and he lays there and he shuts his eyes. So beautiful. But MJ can't do that. He's hyperactive and doesn't know the meaning of lying down yet. Yeah, it's definitely given Max and Dudley some extra life. He does. He was very interested in them when they first arrived. He was like, oh, what's this noise? And, oh, what's going on? And he tries to look. And, yeah, and every second night we'll pick him up and put him on the couch with the two, with obviously Sook, not MJ. And they just snuggle in together. So it's nice. Yeah, it's really nice. Yeah, they've, like, gelled quite well together. It is 100% fabulous, yes. Tomorrow, I'm bringing in Max for check-up at 2 o'clock with his eye, with Brock. And then I'm also bringing in Dudley for his cardiotropin. So he can screen the joint down, yes. So my mum's girl, Star, is coming in on Saturday for nails, but her nails are all curly. And I want to know, can I bring her in at, well, about 2:15, like an appointment around 6:00? Yes, just the nails. Yes. Okay, cool. She has an appointment on Saturday. Can you cancel that one? Cool. Well, yes. And then next week on Tuesday, I'll see who's on, and I might bring the boys in then. See ya. She knows I've got them. Yep. I sent her a photo, and she's like, oh, they're so cute. And then she texts back saying, thank you for thinking of me. Oh, okay. Okay, well, I'll call Tuesday morning first to see what your day is like. because if it's crazy busy, I won't. But if it's an okay day, I'll bring them in like at like say like 12:30, 1 o'clock or something. Yeah. They're so fun. They're just fun to watch. It's fun just to have that different life and all how everyone's reacting. It's really lovely. Oh, it's the best. I'm very happy. All right. Well, I'm going to let you get going, Hank. You've got work to do. Yeah, I get that. Oh, that would be lovely. Are you on Tuesday? Okay, that would be absolutely perfect. Because Brock said I had to bring them in as well when he was there. Right. Yes, because when we remember when they did the health check, Kelvin said that the white one had something on his nose. Yeah, he's still got it. Yeah. I don't know, we'll have to have a look. But at the moment, I can tell you it doesn't bother him in any way, shape, or form. Yeah, I just look like dry skin. I know, he's very cute and he's not afraid by it at all, I can tell you. All right, my friend. Have a beautiful day. I hope it all goes well. Oh, 100%. Yes, for sure. I shall see you then. If not, well, I'll definitely see you. I'll call Tuesday morning just to double check everything. Yeah, definitely, mate. Take care of yourself. See ya. Bye.